Hello and welcome to the Word from my Hermitage. Today, my name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, November 30th, 2025. And our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Advent is a season of light, drawing in the midst of darkness. It is not merely a countdown to Christmas, it is a spiritual awakening. A time to renew our alertness to God's presence and prepare our hearts for His coming, both at Christmas and at the end of time. Jesus compares His coming to a thief in the night, sudden, unexpected, and disruptive. A thief's visit is not welcome, but the coming of Christ is the deepest desire of every human heart, whether we recognize it or not. His warning is not meant to frighten us, but to awaken us. Spiritual drowsiness is a real danger. It creeps in through routine, distraction, and complacency. We get lulled to sleep by comfort, busyness, or the endless noise of daily life. Advent reminds us that the Lord is not far off. He stands at the door of our hearts, knocking softly, often unnoticed. To stay awake is to live with spiritual attentiveness, to see God moving in the small, ordinary moments of everyday life. Jesus says, "If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake." Each of us is the master of an inner house, our soul, our life, our relationships. Advent invites us to look honestly at that house. Is it cluttered, neglected, locked against God's entry? We may think preparation means doing more, but Advent's wisdom is subtler. It means creating space. The candles on the Advent wreath begin in darkness and slowly grow in light. Our preparation should do the same. We let Christ's life enter one corner of our life at a time. Perhaps a wound we've ignored, a relationship we need to mend, a prayer we've postponed. So Advent is about waiting with hope. With this waiting, is active, not passive. Like a watchman scanning the horizon for dawn, we cultivate vigilance, not anxious restlessness, but a quiet readiness that trusts the promise of the Lord's coming. In every Mass we proclaim, we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That joyful hope is the heart of Advent. We await not a stranger, but the one who has already come and who abides with us still. He will come again in glory, yes, but also in every act of love, forgiveness, and faithfulness. We live right now. How do we stay awake in practice? We might begin each day with a moment of silence, a conscious awakening to God's presence. We might examine our hearts before bed. Where did I see Christ today? Where did I overlook Him? We might keep one small act of love each day, a way to open the door when He comes knocking. As we light the first candle of the Advent wreath, Let us be flames of vigilance in our souls, a reminder that our Lord coming is not far away, but already unfolding in the mystery of grace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, awaken our hearts from the sleep of distraction and fear. Help us to recognize you in the quiet moments of our day. May this Advent be a time of holy waiting, of preparing the inner room of our souls for your coming. Let us keep us alert in faith, steadfast in hope, and generous in love, so that when you come, we may welcome you with great joy. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others, and perhaps invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage as we break open the Word during this season of Advent. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.